boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Yay! Lucky me. I got not one, not two, but three political text messages yesterday.
Yeah, you said that. And I was like, aw, I feel kind of left out.
You're not left out, honey.
I don't know what it is. I guess I've never been put on any like lists of any sort.
You're lucky.
I can't tell you one time that I've ever gotten a political text message. I don't think so. Because I know I've heard you and Eric from the Morning Scramble and other people in the building being like, oh, did they text you today? And you're like, yeah. And I'm like, what? I didn't get anything, so I feel like a little bit left out.
The only time it's actually kind of cool is when they invite you to some like rally of some sort and they offer free pizza. That's the only time it's cool. That's the only time, although I never go. I'm like, it's not worth the free
pizza. It's just the invitation makes you feel important.
It's the only part. No, I got three yesterday. Two was before the debate saying, hey, would you please watch me at the debate?
Uh-huh.
And then one after saying, hey, how'd I do after the debate? And I was like,
Did you let them know?
I should have.
I'm like, I wish I had the chance. But I say that and I would regret it probably immediately.
Yeah.
Because then you told me after I was like, well, man, nobody likes me. You're like, oh, I'll screenshot all of them and send them to you.
Yep.
I don't want that.
Nope.
I don't want it to come from you.
Nope. I'm going to do exactly what I do to you, what I do to my family. Anytime I get a political text message that is for my parents, my sister, which I do, it will be like, hey, Caitlin, which is for my sister. I send a screenshot of that to her because why am I getting it? You're going to get it now. Same thing. Anytime I get a political text message moving forward, because you open your mouth, you're getting it.
Well, I don't want it now unless there's free pizza.
Oh, no, you're getting them all. Enjoy.
I'm going to block your number.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So I keep seeing videos of people on TikTok where they will film themselves like standing or sitting in the mirror looking at themselves talking. And the caption is always something like, me talking to myself because I'm the realest person I know or something like that.
I have not seen that. Okay.
I watch it and I'm like, okay, me, mood, relate.
I like that.
So now people are talking about like, talking to yourself, is it weird? Is it normal? Does everybody do it and we all just get away with it? Because you know when you see someone doing it, you're like, okay, weirdo. What are you talking to yourself about? And there have been some extra experts who have weighed in about talking to yourself, and they say it's a great thing to talk to yourself. They said it can help you see things more clearly and help you determine what to do next. When you talk things out loud to yourself, it can change your perspective when you hear a problem or a situation out loud. And so it's a very healthy coping mechanism. It's also a great way, like, if you don't want to trauma dump on your friends or your coworkers. You trauma dump on yourself and it gets a little bit of stress out and maybe not quite the same as another person. So as I'm seeing all of these, I've been thinking, I'm like, do I talk to myself? Like, I don't know. I didn't think that I really did. Like if I'm home alone, I don't really talk to myself. I talk to my cats, which I guess is talking to myself. Where I do it the most is in the car.
I was going to say the same thing.
I didn't even realize until I really was like, okay, I know everybody talks to themselves, but I do it in the car. If I know that I'm going to have like maybe a difficult conversation or I really want to make my point, I will practice it in the car.
Do you do it while you're driving?
Yes.
I don't do it while I'm driving.
You just sit in the car?
I will do it like my favorite thing in the entire world is when I get home, I like to decompress and just sit in the car for about 20 minutes. And that's when
20 minutes.
You don't sit in your car for 20 minutes?
That's like a speech.
Yeah, that's when I'll talk to myself then. Or, you know, I love to sit in my car and eat Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
I will do it then. I'll talk to
myself.
While
you're eating Chick-fil-A?
Oh, yes.
About the Chick-fil-A?
Most of the time.
Like, hey, me, will you pass that sauce or
it's
what?
It's more like, let's get that into my belly. That's a good Chick-fil-A right there.
Oh, I hope nobody drives by when
I hope
that.
So, too.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Not us spending the last 6 minutes trying to see if we could really be FBI agents over here, because I really think they should be taking notes from Those Girls in the Afternoon.
We kind of outdid ourselves yesterday, I'm not going to lie.
We really did. There's this like TikTok challenge right now where you basically have to dig up an old photo of like your coworkers of your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And most of what people are doing are digging up photos on people's like Facebook pictures.
Yeah, because that's pretty easy.
Yeah. And so this was easy for me to do of your photo, Taylor, Claire and Eric's photos, Lady J, Jaden, producer Ben. It was super easy.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got to our coworker, Isaac, who helps produce over at 1600 ESPN as well. We got into a situation here because he don't got a Facebook.
Yeah, he's one of those dudes that's like, I don't care about Facebook. Mm-hmm. I don't care about Instagram. So how do you find somebody that is not really online?
So how do I find an old photo of him if he doesn't have a Facebook? So this is where you and I were like, let's put on our FBI agent hats mm-hmm. and see what we could do.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you begin your FBI agent?
Well,
investigation.
I first Googled him. And I didn't find anything that was all that old. I just found, honestly, pictures of him from here and what he does at school and stuff. And then I was like, wait a minute. I know where he went to high school. Let me just search his name and then his high school. Maybe he was in sports and was like in a mm-hmm. newspaper or something. Nothing came up for that.
I did the same thing.
Then I just searched his high school yearbook.
Kind of creepy.
Because I know that my high school's yearbook is online. The Anamosa High School yearbooks, you can just look at, I think, on the public library website or something. So I was like, okay, maybe his high school is the same. I found it. I was doing math over here, trying to figure out when he was in high school because he's younger than us. And I clicked on it, and I saw the whole spread, got to the students page. Boom, you had to sign up for a membership. Give us your email and all the things, then you can look further. So I didn't do that because I was like, this is getting a little...
Yeah.
That's really creepy. I don't need access to this yearbook that bad.
So then I ended up trying to see if he had an Instagram. I tried to see if Isaac had a Twitter, which he did. So then I just looked through like the media part of Twitter
yeah.
to see if he ever uploaded like a selfie of some sort. He never did.
Of course he didn't. He's a dude.
He's not gonna do that.
He's not doing that.
So then I was like, okay, where do I go next? So I took his last name and I just searched Iowa to see if maybe I could find his mom and dad on Facebook.
We've never met.
We don't know their name. I did not find them. However, I thought what I believed, I found his sister, which I did. I stalked her Facebook
mm-hmm.
and I found photos of baby little Isaac.
Mm-hmm. You can always count on the siblings
yes,
to have embarrassing
can.
Stuff.
And so then I found a baby photo of Isaac, all because I found his sister on Facebook, which is kind of creepy when you think about it.
Do I feel weird?
Yes.
Yes. Do I feel bad?
No.
No.
And do I feel like the FBI should hire us? Absolutely.
We should give them like a presentation.
We should.
Here's how you really do it.
Well, I learned something today, and that is you should always, always check your contacts often in your phone. Because I have the same contacts and honestly the same phone number since I got it in middle school, I think. Late middle school, early high school.
Yeah, same.
I've had the same phone number and the same contact list. And earlier today, I just said, hey, Siri, text Isaac.
Oh, God. Is she listening right now?
Don't do it again. Or she was about to do it again. And I was going to have her tell Isaac that I wanted to shoot a TikTok with him. And so she did. I said, hey, I want to shoot a TikTok with you when you get in for work today.
Yeah, because you've been really into the voice to text.
I really love doing it. And she said, okay, she sends it. But I noticed that the contact didn't look normal. Like it didn't have a picture. And Isaac in my phone, he always has a picture.
Mm-hmm.
So I immediately clicked on the contact and I looked at the text message. I didn't have previous text messages with this Isaac. And I was like, oh God. So I had immediately text this person. I go, wrong person, LOL.
And you don't even know who it was.
I don't know who this is. Well, they took an hour to respond and they said, I was going to say laughing cry face. Here's the thing. it's not Isaac who works here, who helps produce over at 1600 ESPN. It's one of two Isaacs. Somebody I went to high school with.
Yes.
Somebody I went to college with. I went to college with somebody named Isaac.
Okay.
Or maybe it could have also been a Tinder somebody. I don't know. Maybe there was a Tinder Isaac at some point. I'm not really quite sure. I don't know who this is, and I'm too afraid to ask. Who is this? Because I'm going to assume they have my number. I don't know what to do.
Delete the contact.
Well, I know I need to delete it now, but now I'm also curious, who's this Isaac? Or do I just let it go?
Well, I mean, like, they have those websites that you can, like, search people's phone numbers. You have to pay for it most of the time. You could do that.
I could.
Or stop using voice to text.
Do you know how many times I've also told her, hey, Siri. Oh, God, don't do it again.
Stop saying
it. Yeah, she's doing it again. And I'll be like, text Taylor. And do you know how many Taylors she gives me? She's about to text the wrong one.
See, you're inspiring me to go through.
And, you need to.
Like, clean up my contact list. Because there's people that I would have, like, one project with in college that are probably named, like,
Donna from Spanish.
Jerry from speech class. Like, you gotta go. You're getting cut off.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
You know what I just realized?
Yeah.
I'm a little disappointed because somebody hung a cute little birdhouse outside. I feel like it was the morning scramble probably when they were fixing up the front lawn. I have yet to see a single bird
move in.
Move in.
That's because there's not a for sale sign. That was my only dad joke of the day.
Oh, God. Well, they are definitely not coming to the next
showing.
But
you are very artsy. You could make a for sale sign.
Okay. Do we really think that's going to work?
I do.
Can we tape some seed to it, maybe?
I think that's what they want, a snack. I think you get on your little Canva. You make a little for sale sign or welcome mat. Ooh, welcome mat.
I like
Matt.
A welcome mat better.
Welcome
the mat. Bird doesn't want to talk about finances.
You're right.
I wouldn't.
Put a little welcome mat. Can you do the same welcome mat that I have at my desk here, which is a Post Malone welcome mat that you gave me? Actually, I think it says go away. Maybe don't do that.
I'm not going to do Post Malone because we also have a picture of him printed out in a window in the front of the building to scare the birds away.
So they don't go into the window.
So
you're right.
I think maybe like a worm welcome mat.
That's cute. Okay. With a little bit of seeds to invite them in.
That's what I'm thinking. I think we need to like add a little something because
that's a good idea.
It's been a couple weeks and I haven't seen any birds and I'm getting a little sad about it. It's a nice little home.
Okay. Get on Canva, make a welcome mat, print it, get some seeds and we're good to go.
Tape it on. I think I found what I'm going to spend the day doing tomorrow.
And then put it on Zillow. See?
I can't. I'll do it. Fine. We want to know, what do you tell people that your job is? And then what is it that you actually do? Because nobody goes into that much detail. Mm-mm. You just kind of simplify it. And we want to hear the difference. You can call us at 319-200-1029. We bring this up because we went to Quick Star for lunch today to just grab some
Chicky sandwiches
as we do because I had a moldy bagel that I couldn't eat. And as we were checking out at the register, I went first and the guy was real chatty. And I love that. I love a casual convo. He's like, oh, you ready for fall? Because I had caramel dip and an apple. I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm so ready for fall. He's like, okay, do you have anything fun planned for the rest of the day? It's so nice out. And I said, no, we're just head back to work. And then he asks, what do you do for work? Which I feel like sometimes is a little awkward because you're like, do we want to like really get into it right now?
That's when I immediately think, do I lie or do I tell the truth?
Right. Because it's, you know, our job is cool. Our job is real cool.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of follow-up questions normally.
I know.
So I said, oh, I work at a radio station. And he's immediately like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. What do you do there? I'm glad you were there because then I could pull you down with me. So I said, oh, me and her just gab for a living and we yap on the weekdays. And then he was done checking out my stuff. So then the conversation was just kind of over.
Mm-hmm.
But in that moment, I was like, I'm just going to like dumb this down a little bit so that it's not a whole situation.
Yeah.
Which I feel like happens a lot of times, especially if I'm like, I can remember when I go out with my boyfriend and his friends, I don't want things to be all about me. So I'll keep things right. pretty simple.
Yeah.
I don't want to draw attention. I just keep it pretty vague. That's it.
Yeah, if I don't want to draw attention or if I'm like maybe a little bit worried about my safety in any sort of way, I will lie. And what I do say is like, oh, I work in communications. And most of the time, they don't ask questions.
Well, yeah, because that sounds, communication sounds boring.
And they are like, oh, I don't want to ask any more further questions. I get that.
Yeah. What do you tell people that you do for a career? And then what is it that you actually do? Mm-hmm. Call us and tell us all about it at 319-200-1029. Corey, what about you?
I tell people I'm a steering wheel holder.
What's your actual job?
I drive a semi.
Sometimes you feel like you need to add a little spice. And that's a great example.
Well, and I feel like, I don't know, but maybe it's me. I'm the problem. Maybe he's tired of people like me who I ask a million and one questions about semi. I'm interested about
it. Where do you sleep?
What's it like? And I'm like, can you honk the horn? You know, that's probably why you don't want to bring it up anymore. I'm the problem. It's me.
I like professional steering wheel holder. That's really nice.
It is. I always had a problem bringing up my dad's career.
Does anybody know what their dad does? That's a serious question.
I did know what my dad did because he took me when I was younger to like his job. And I knew what he did. It was more like when I said it out loud, people's heads went to the gutter. I'm going to be completely honest with you. Their head went to the gutter. I said that my dad worked at a lumber yard and then they went to the club in town. That's where they went. But he worked at a legitimate lumber yard.
Okay, so then, there would be people like, oh, does he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I always just was like, he works at like a wood factory, or I'd be like, oh, he measures wood or he cuts down wood. I don't know. I just came up with other ideas because trying to say a lumberyard, well, I got sick and tired of doing it because then there'd be jokes and I was like, I'm done with it. Stop it. You're coming up with a joke.
Okay, I'm done. I have nothing else to say. There are days you just don't feel like explaining what it is that you do for a career.
Mm-mm.
So you tell people a simplified version or maybe a little bit of a white lie. And that's what we want to know from you. What do you tell people your job is? And then what is it that you actually do? You can call us at 319-200-1029. What about you, Maya?
So at my job, I cut my fingers just about every other day. And my actual job is I'm a hairstylist.
It's the truth. Sometimes you're just like this. That's like us being like, yeah, we talk for a living.
Yep.
I might start saying that, actually, because then if I was the other person, I'd be like, huh? Okay.
There you go.
It sounds legit to me. I feel like I do this I have done it for both of my parents, because especially as a kid, you don't really know what it is that your parents do. I remember at one point my mom worked at a dentist's office. She was not a dentist, but I would tell people she was a dentist.
You did?
Because I didn't know. I still don't know what she did because I was so little. And then same thing with my dad. I will stand by. I will never understand what my dad does. I'm 27 years old and I don't know what my dad does. But he worked at what was Rockwell Collins for a long time. And people, when they would say, oh, what do your parents do? And I'd say, oh, my dad works at Rockwell Collins. They'd say, oh, he works with airplanes. And I'd just be like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's not true. I know he wasn't an engineer and he didn't like make airplane parts, but it sounded good to me. So
you went with it.
To other people, I was like, yeah, it's totally
that's what he did.
Yeah, he flies planes too.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With those girls in the afternoon.
Everybody's talking about
it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Sometimes you're about to get married and then you get cold feet. It happens. I think it probably happens more than anybody really even talks about.
Okay.
No, I'm serious. And I bring this up.
Saying for a friend.
If you want to own that, you go ahead.
I just figured that's what you were trying to say.
I can't imagine getting all the way up to your wedding day and being like, oh man, like, I don't know, like something doesn't feel right.
Well,
like
thank God I didn't get there.
Hey, I'm not talking about you. Some people get all the way to their wedding day.
I know, thank God.
And then they get cold feet and you're like, oh my God, I've spent all this money and like everybody's here. I have to say yes, even though I really don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
There's now a solution for that.
Oh, really?
For people who maybe like don't feel like they can speak up and say, I changed my mind or what have you. There is now professional wedding destroyers.
I would be perfect. Is this a job?
This is a real thing.
Is it a job?
You can get paid for it. Yes.
Yes. Okay. I hire me.
So there's no like companies that I know of at this point. It actually started out as a joke and it's all thanks to this guy named Ernesto. He's from Spain. So I don't know that it's happening in the US at this point, but Ernesto started like a fake advertisement online as a joke being like, pay me and I'll be your professional wedding destroyer.
Mm-hmm.
Fake ad, mm-hmm. like a meme, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then brides started reaching out to him being like, I want to hire you. I don't want to go through with the wedding, but I don't have the courage to say, I can't do this. Please help me. So he charges, obviously euros because it's in Spain, but about $550 US dollars. He says, I'll show up at the ceremony. I will claim to be the love of your life. And then we can leave hand in hand. So I'll be super convincing.
Oh my God, I'd be so good at
like,
this.
I object. We are actually in love. You can't do this.
Yes.
Cause a little bit of a scene and then you can leave with me and then you're good.
Yeah.
You're all good.
No.
He said he does it for people. If you have any doubts or you don't want to get married and you don't know how to refuse, do not worry anymore. I will object your wedding. I need to know the date, the time, and the place. That's it. You don't have to tell me the reasons why.
Uh-huh.
I'll come. I'll help you out and then I'll go.
Uh-huh.
He does say he will charge extra if he is attacked by other guests because that has happened. And each slap is worth about 55 US dollars.
Oh, yeah. Which you know what? Good.
You could up that a little bit for, mm-hmm. you know, physical assault probably. But and as crazy as it sounds, he's booked out until December.
So, hey, you know what? That's
my guy is busy.
I would be so perfect at this because you know what? I was at my sister's wedding a couple weeks ago and she had like a
You thought about causing a scene?
Well, no. She had a personal assistant or like a wedding, whatever person, right? And I thought when I was watching her personal assistant, I was like, could I be that one day? And I thought, no, I couldn't. That seems too stressful. I think a bridezilla would stress me out too much.
You would cry, I think.
I love and I love weddings, but this is where I could have my love and I love weddings, but I can also make it about me. Because you know I love a moment where it's all about me.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I get to have my moment about me.
Yeah.
You know, I finally get that and I get to have the love. Yeah, this is great. This is so for me.
Are you going to like go into business?
Oh, heck yeah.
Do you realize you would have a lot of people that would really hate you and they don't even know who you are?
That's fine. Okay. They don't know who I am. That's perfect.
Even if you got slapped for $55.
How many times a day have I told you to slap me? Even earlier today, I said, I'm a little tired. You should probably slap me.
It's been nice working with you, I guess.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Remember when you'd come home from school and your parents would ask you how much homework you got tonight? Or even at the dinner table, they'd ask you like how school was. Well, it's kind of cool because I get to like roles reverse. I don't have kids, but I do have a neighbor man who went back to school.
Yes.
Who went back to school. So I get to ask him, how was school today? How much homework you got? How'd you do on that test? And he actually had a test yesterday and he got a D on it. I know.
God, you're ratting him out right now.
I was doing sorry. He got a D on it and he's fine with that grade. He's like, it's fine, whatever. I know I didn't do my best. He's more upset because the teacher doesn't, or the professor does not tell him like why he got a D. Like, okay, the reason why you got a D was because you answered number one wrong. You answered A when it really should have been see.
Yeah.
So what he's upset about is that he wants to know why he, like, where he went wrong. He wants to learn from his mistakes.
Yeah, how are you supposed to know it's right if they don't tell you?
That was not me in school, dude. I would have taken the D and run, dude. I would have ran. I would have been like, at least I passed. At least I passed. I did not care. I wouldn't have asked questions because I feel like if I asked questions, they would have changed the grade.
Same. But here's the thing. Neighbor man's older than you, correct? Mm-hmm. And he's going back to school. Back when I was in actual college, I wouldn't have cared either because half the time I was taking quizzes at 11:30 when they were due at 11:59 in the middle of airliner in Iowa City.
Oh my God, Taylor.
Uh-oh, quiz due at 11:59. I'll do it right now. I'm right there with you. I just wanted to pass it, squeeze by, graduated, sweet. But maybe now that I'm older.
You think you'd take it more seriously?
I think I would take it more seriously because you know what kind of money you're paying. Because at the time you're like, oh, tuition? That's not real. And it's very much real once you start paying it off.
Well, and now you've also been in the real world a little bit more. So you know how serious it can be.
Well, I'd be like, why am I wasting my time sitting in these classes, taking the time to take a test?
Mm-hmm.
And then not even knowing why I got the grade that I got. I think I would just care more and ask more questions.
Yeah, I get that. I think I also probably would take it a little bit more seriously, too. Maybe. I don't know. Probably not still. I don't know.
Even
again,
now.
If I passed.
People are like, oh, do you use your degree for your job? Because that's a hot question. I'm like, I don't.
No,
what's my degree in?
You don't even.
What did I learn? I don't know.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
I don't know. Maybe I really should be smacked this week.
Why?
Well, yesterday we did a trivia question that has to do with work and your boss, right?
Yeah.
And here I am again doing another trivia question about your job. And most of the time, people don't really want to think about their job outside of their job.
Good work. Nice work.
So, feel free to come over here and smack me at any point.
All right.
But I want you to think of your job outside of your job for tonight's trivia question. A recent study found that 41% of Gen Z and millennials research this before accepting a job offer. What is it?
Ooh, we do be creeping.
We do be doing that.
A lot of creeping. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
We don't want to look stupid. At least I don't.
Well, I'm nosy. I like to know everything.
A recent study found that 41% of Gen Z and millennials research this before accepting a job offer. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
I'm a little overachiever here. Golden child.
You're not getting to mark overtime for this. I don't know. What?
I was hoping I would get a raise from it. I don't know.
Okay.
One of the two.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens.
Sure.
I'm trying to be Peter's tet.
Oops.
Clearly, I'm not going to be after that. Moving on, tonight's trivia question about work. A recent study found that 41% of Gen Z and millennials research this before accepting a job offer. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, 58.85 said the average salary for that job offer.
Heck yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to make sure they're not lowballing you.
Yeah, you do.
Go off.
Yeah. 2375 said potential bosses' social media profiles. I feel like I have maybe kind of just a creep just to see a little bit more about them, but not too much.
Oh, I like to look.
How much?
I like to really look.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for the college photos. You got the red Solo cup. Are you cool or not? Did you party? Do you like to party?
Are we going to be partying outside of work?
Yeah.
That's
what I want to know.
Are you going to be cool if I leave early on Friday?
Straight for 2005 every time.
For cocktail hour? That's what I want to know. Based on whether or not you had a red Solo cup.
It tells me a lot about a person.
What else?
2341 said the dress code.
I guess
I do be doing that.
You really do be doing
totally
that?
Any job. I would look like, even when I was working at like a cupcake place, I was like, do they have a uniform? Do people wear jeans? Can you wear leggings? And then, you know, you like see on like an application and it says like business casual, but I'm like, what is that? Like, what are we talking? I'm going to look.
You're going to call me a loser for this. Are you ready?
What?
Okay. My sister told me to dress up in like somewhat of the uniform when I first applied for my very first job, which was Fairway, which was black pants, white shirt.
Yeah.
So I did that for the interview.
Oh my God. And somebody thought you worked there.
Yeah. And then I did the same thing when I worked for my second job ever, which was Victoria's Secret, where they wore all black. So I wore all black.
A bombshell?
To the interview, which honestly made it look like I was going to the funeral instead of an interview. They were like, are you in the right place? Funeral homes down the street. Mm.
Classic.
And now I'm like, you don't need to do that. You just need to dress nice.
You got to research. I support that.
A recent study found that 41% of Gen Z and millennials research this before accepting a job offer. What is it?
You can text in your guess to 319-200-1029, and the answer is coming up in less than 3 minutes.
I want to know what you found out about our bosses on their social media before you got
it. Ooh.
Anything good?
I don't know. I'm going to have to go back and look. It's been a while.
I want to see if there's any good photos.
Screenshots to come.
The question tonight. A recent study found that 41% of Gen Z and millennials researched this before accepting a job offer. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Turns out 41% of Gen Z and millennials will research the zodiac sign of their potential bosses and coworkers before accepting a job offer.
That's weird.
That feels like a lot of work. Well, you just got to creep on their Facebook like you were already doing, trying to find red solo cups.
Yeah.
Look at their date of birth, and then you found out their zodiac.
Yeah, sign. But I would have to Google it. I also don't know enough, I guess. I know about my sign and then like my boyfriend's sign, but anybody else, you could be like, I'm a Libra, and I'd be like,
cool.
So are you a cool boss or not?
All I know is the ones that I'm like compatible with, which I don't need to know if I'm compatible with my boss.
No, you definitely don't need to know that.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.